We'd like to welcome KF4NXY. That's Mr. David. He brings along his wife, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie down in Possum Kingdom. And I hope y'all are doing well. David, things okay down your way?
Clicking right along. How does this old gadget sound? It's a really old mobile, and I've been having some antenna problems, so just kind of wondered how it was doing.
On the initial transmission, the initial key down, you had a sound, kind of sounds like a Huey helicopter. Whop, 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 whop. And then I guess that's, you cycled on through the transmission, it kind of faded away. Second transmission, no notable noise, but just a little bit of hiss in the background with white noise. But other than the initial transmission, that sounds great.
I reduced the power setting on it, and part of that hiss could be my voice tonight. I'm a little bit hoarse for some reason.
It's your voice. It just a little bit of obvious white noise in the background. But like I said, other than the first pass, the radio sounds great.
And this is the third microphone I've had on it, so it's pretty old radio, but I just kind of got it back here in the bedroom, and kind of just something to set up that to be able to use later on in the evenings.
Understand, but David, it's nice hearing from you. Tell Miss Marie. We said hello and hope you're doing well. Hope y'all getting ready for Christmas and hope you're staying warm as well, because it's pretty cold out there.
We stay warm, and you have a good evening and a Merry Christmas, and same to everybody out on the net. And I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KF4NXY.
Have a nice evening. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, comment.
Go ahead, Robert.
Now, if the concert master is still on here, she can correct me, but you were talking about the bells on the pipe. I think they're often referred to as jingle bells or sleigh bells. So when you hear the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know the song. And that's what they use, I think. But I stand to be corrected if necessary.
Well, like I said, it was quite an experience. They had the church all dressed, all dolled up. And, everybody was dressed up. And the bells were just, they were quite polished, I'd like to say, and sounded really nice. First time I've ever been to a handbell choir or concert, but it was quite the experience. And we could have stayed for the whole service, but like I said, it was really nice sounding. I never been that close to a bunch of bells together, but I thought it would be, it's not what I expected. It was quite enjoyable.
Well, we now declare you culture, and you'll have to go out and buy you a tuxedo and get concert tickets for the symphony from now on out, right? What is it that you said down in the Little Rascals, how you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Pavery? You done got culture.
Well, maybe a little bit.
The thing to do is you'll have to get you a forge you won't be just a welder anymore. You're going to have to be a conceptual artist so you can start making lawn art. You know, people can put that in the HOA and nobody can say nothing about it.
I see. Well, Robert, I made a call out for you the other night, last Tuesday. I think you may have turned your radio off after check-in. But you posed a question to Mr. Patrick last Sunday regarding some information about Simplex and a fellow Ham who was questioning why some of the younger technicians or operators in general did not do Simplex. And I didn't feel well and didn't think I could keep a smart enough composure with you to entertain that question. But I have given it some thought, and maybe one night coming up, we can go down that road if you're still interested in hearing any comments about it.
Probably I want to hear them. And anyway, I'm trying to find somebody with a cheap 6 meter that's you know, needs some money, and don't need a radio as much because I want to hanker up to some of those things up in Pickens. And then I've heard about some other folks, and actually was raised on one of the ham groups known as 6 meters and 10 meters, and basically it's not being used because it's not being used, and also the manufacturers aren't making an HT that could still work with some of the existing repeaters. So it's on most, you know, all the HFs, but I don't know if it's like, you know, folks feel like if I can't talk to, use the magic band to talk to Alaska or Spain, it ain't worth using. And I'm thinking, hey, you know, if it gets just a little further than 2 meters, I say still use it. You know, it's got a, as far, but, you know, what do I know? You know, I'm in Joanna. I should probably, raise questions about my, whatever. Anyway, back to you,
KD4SRR. Okay. Well, when you have some time, let me know. And I didn't feel well enough Sunday night to engage you in the question, but I have given it some considerable thought, and you know we're trying Simplex at the Thermal Belt Club. We're gonna make that happen as the new year goes along. So we've written an SOP and written some guidelines on, you know, exactly how we want to conduct that. And it has been about an 8 month long journey. Not necessarily because of distractions, but because it gets pretty complicated for some of the exact reasons that you brought up in your original question. So I just wanted to share with you what we've experienced as to why I think that, regarding your question, why that happens.
KD4SRID, I think I understand. But anyway, for all of y'all, remember, y'all don't need to be leaving. Y'all talking about saying Merry Christmas now. Well, you can say it all you want, but you got to hang around Saturday night. Put your jammies on and get your cocoa. Have It's a Wonderful Life over on the tube on the side, but be listening to the recitation of A Night Before Christmas. Because if you don't do that, you just ain't in it. You ain't in the spirit. So, that's enough of my foolishness. This is KD4SRR, your local downtown friendly Krampus. You know Austrian, German folklore, you'll know what I'm talking about. Down here in Joanna. Good night. And clear.
Have a good one, and appreciate you dropping by. All right, any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KR8MR, Taylor, South Carolina, and I got one question.
Let's call the station. Can I have your call sign, name, and location one more time, please?
It's Kilo Radio 8, Mike Radio, KR8MR. The name is Steve. I'm in Taylor's, and I have one question.
We'd like to welcome KR8MR, Mr. Steve, down in Taylor. So go ahead with your question, sir.
I don't know how many people are on here now. If anyone knows if there's any 900 megahertz repeaters in the area, that's what all I want to know.
1 second. I know one guy that may know if he's still on frequency. KI4LZI, KO4NUE.
KI4LZI, there's two I know of. One on Caesar's Head and one on Glass Mountain outside of Pickens. The one on Caesar's Head is 927-7125. And the one on Glassy is 927-5125.
How do they, where do they put that at? Like 920 or something?
Just on that part of it, I'm not sure, because I don't even have a transceiver myself for that band. But I've got it programmed into the scanners, and I hear the output of it on it. For that band, you got to have a certain type of transceiver. You can't just get any transceiver and do that. You got to have a certain type in order to operate on that band.
Like your usual 2-meter, 440, 6-meter, whatever. I was just curious if there's any around here. I found a 7-band filter. It's a bandpass filter for 902 to 928. And I got an ICOM R7000. I was thinking about putting it on there just at the antenna outside and see what I get. And I thought I'd look for any repeaters.
One person that knows more about it than I do would be KO4MZ. He's the one that put the Caesar's Head one on. He's over there in the Blue Ridge area. He's a member. He comes over here and is involved with our group some, but the one that's up on Caesar's Head, he put that one up on the air up there. And the one that's on Glass Mountain, that's James Littleton, WB4LZT, over here in Pickens County near the aerial area. You talk to those two, and they can give you all the details about that. They got radios for that band, transceivers.
Yeah, for now, I think I'll just listen. I'll put those two in the 7000 and let it go.
The one that's on Glassy Mountain, from my understanding, it's linked up to the 444-350 UHF machine. From my understanding, that one is. And the one on Caesar's Head, as far as I know right now, is just a standalone.
Okay,
only two, there may be more, but that's the only two that I myself am familiar with, so. CHY, talk with net control, and you can tell him more, maybe. That's the only two I'm familiar with. KI4LZI.
Go ahead, Keith.
Curious, too, so radio reference says 900 megahertz ham frequency offset is 12 megahertz or minus 12 or minus 25, or
915 or so, I guess, for an input.
Not sure on those particular repeaters which they use, what's the differentiation between 12 and 25, but both of them are minus. So I'll look around and see what else I can find.
Station.
2BNG. There's the N4VDE repeater in Pickens. 927-7125, minus 25 megahertz, and a tone of 100 hertz. There's WB4LZT repeater in Pickens, 925-5125. Well, what did I say? 927-5125, offset of minus 25, also a tone of 100 hertz. So those are the two. 927-7125, 927-5125. I don't see more than two.
The way for me to get to if they're out in Pickens.
It doesn't say they're digital or D-Star or DMR or anything like that. It says FM. So FM analog. That, yeah, 33 centimeters would be 900 megahertz, right? So those are the two I found.
That's a yacht. One thing you got to consider about 900 megahertz, think of how signals on 800 megahertz are. There's times I can't even hear where I'm at here, the one on Caesar's head. It's a whole lot more finicky on. So, depending on where you are, you better be in very good line of sight of Caesar's head or Glassy Mountain, or you probably won't hear it or get into it. KI4LZI.
2BNG. If 440 was line of sight, 900 megahertz is definitely line of sight. So, you know, good luck with it.
Let me see if I can hear it. Yeah, I got a filter. It's a 7-band or 7-cavity filter. It's got 7 cavities in this thing, and it's supposed to be 20 dB skirts on the thing for a bandpass filter for 902 to 928 with like a 1.5 dB insertion loss. And I thought I'd put that thing up near my antenna and then see what I get on this. I got an R7000 wideband receiver that tunes up there. I put some stuff in for water and wastewater a long time ago that was 928. These were like, you know, telemetry things.
That in 23 centimeters, which I think is 1200 megahertz. Yeah, you'll hardly ever find one on 33 centimeters, and you'll almost never find one on 23 centimeters. You might actually find more on 220 than you will find on either of those bands. So yeah, believe it or not, there are two. They're in Pickens. So, depending on where you are, good luck with that.
Okay, well, back to net control there, please. KRE tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad we could get some questions answered for you tonight. Appreciate you dropping by, and you guys have a Merry Christmas. All right, I'll make one more call. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Any additional comments or rat you, please call KO4NUE.
4JBQ.
Go ahead, Larry.
We KK4JBQ. One thing I wanted to add for Richard's sake. KD4SRR, are you on frequency?
This is KD4SRR, still in Joanna. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clear up something. Donna is otherwise occupied, but I know a little bit about this. The instruments that you saw them playing that didn't look like a bell was actually a hand chime. It has what is inside the bell, called a clapper, that rings the tone on the bell, is outside on the hand chime. The chime sound itself comes from the bar, which is insulated from the hand, and so it rings true, a true tone, and to just... Yeah, so it's played very similar, but it doesn't look anywhere like that. the bells that you described were very much sleigh bells, quite often on horses as they drew the sleigh years and years ago. And the one place I know they're still used in an orchestra is on the piece called Sleigh Ride, and it's a sound effect, and it's many bells, many bells ringing together, same tone, same note, but there's a lot of them, a unique sound. But I thought I'd clear up that question, and I just wanted to say that Donna just loved all the comments about the appreciation for the handbell choir. They do a lot of work, and they love that. They love the instrument they play. But I will mention also that there are two professional handbell choirs that I'm aware of in this area. One is Raleigh Ringers, of course, based in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the other is Carolina Bronze. So if you see, if you like the sound of that kind of music, and it is heavenly, honestly, those two professional groups do a real bang-up job, and you will absolutely love the performance. That's all I got. Everyone have a good night. Thank you again, Chad, for letting me break in. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ. That symphony, Sleigh Bells, is by Aaron Copeland, correct?
The collection, and it's often heard this time of year because it's considered a Christmas carol.
I can't remember the darn thing. It actually used a typewriter in the... called the office or something like that. He actually used an old-timey typewriter as a sound effect.
Indeed, that's he wrote a lot of marvelous music. And anyway, glad his name came up. Thank you, Robert. So again, Net Control, thank you for letting me pop in there with a little bit extra for Robert. And everybody enjoy the rest of this week, and remember to be merry this Christmas. KK4JBQ.
3 Robert, 73 Larry, you too, Miss Donna, and I'm going to go ahead and close the net now. Please stand by for my net report. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4 NUE, and I am clear.